Okay, today is Daf Tzad Ches. We are on Daf Tzad Zayin Amid Beis by the two dots at the bottom. Beita B'shishim V'ein Beitzim in a Minyan. We said that eggs are Batal B'shishim, but the treif egg is not part of the 60, so it's really 61. Right? That's what it means. Beitzim B'shishim V'ein Beitzim in a Minyan. And we're going to see later on Amid Aleph that you're really going to need 62. That's going to be a discussion why that is, but that's what the Gemara is going to say. Here we go. Before we get to that, I'm a layer of Idi Bar Oven La Abaya. Remember, first issue, remember the Yav Taima? You mean to tell me that eggs have a flavor? I'm not 100% sure what that question is, because they clearly do.
They do.
You want to tell me that, Yav Taima? V'amar Inchi, Ki Maya Ba'alma. What?
Egg doesn't impart an egg flavor. I mean, I don't know.
It has flavor.
Yeah. You can tell the distance between the color.
As a matter of fact, later in the week, the Gemara is going to bring up the machlokas whether or not Kiddush has a yeast beginning with no same time. Isn't that a machlokas in Metzias?
Yeah.
Does it have a flavor or not? So we're going to get to that question when we do that Gemara. But, funny, difficult Gemara here.
It's a roig, first of all.
I know it's a roig. So, it's just water. So the Gemara says, no, you're right. Eggs are maya ba'alma, raw egg. Amalei hachav maya skin, you know what's going on over here? The beit asif roach. It's already turning into a chick. So that already has a flavor. Aval tameya, low. But, ein achinami, if it's just a tame egg, without a chick inside, or even starting to turn into a chick, really raw egg, that has no taste. Eithe, 1 minute. Beitzim tohoros. We have a braisa that says beitzim tohoros. Not kosher eggs. Sheshalkan and beitzim tomatoes that were cooked with non-kosher eggs. Im yesh behem b'do sein tam, kulan asuros. So if the non-kosher eggs impart flavor, they're all usher. So what do you see? They have flavor. Hacham Nami, again, same answer, Bebeit HaSif Roach. No, it's called Beit HaSif, no, those eggs already started to have a chick. So, Vamai Kari Le Tameya, then why is it called Tameya? Why is it called Tamei? Kiven De Isbeif Roach, Kari Le Tameya. Exactly the point. Since it started to have a chick inside, it's called Tameya. 1 second. Vamai Dekani Seifa, but it says in the Seifa of that Brisa, Beitim Sheshalkan, Beitim that were cooked, and you find a chick in one of them, or the beginnings of a chick, im yesh behem b'no sein tam, if it gives flavor, kulon asuras, to all asur. Michlal, what do you see from here? The bereisha, that in the ratio of this brisa, the less behef roach has kinen. There is no chick. So the Gemara says, no. Right? Because the Seifa mentions the chick, which means in the ratio there is no chick. So the Gemara says, no. Ferushe kama farish. The Seifa is explaining the ratio. Beitzim tahoros, you have beitzim that are tahor, sheshalkan and beitzim tomatoes that were cooked together with non-kosher eggs. In yesh b'benosin tam kulon asuros. If there's a flavor, they're all asur. Ketad, what's an example of that? Kigon, for example, sheshalkan, you cooked them all together. V'nimtza efroach ba'achas man, and you find a chick in one of them. So it's explaining it. The Seif is explaining the Reisha, not a different case. So it's one case, and therefore it's a case of a chick. Hachid Av Mestabra. Yeah.
How does that work? 61 eggs, all eggs.
Only. Wait till the end of the Gemara. Ask that question. Only one. Only Rabbi Huda holds that min b'mino is eino batal. Well, he holds that. But you ask a decent question. Just hold off. This actually makes a lot of sense. That makes a lot of sense. That what? That the Bryce is one case. The whole Bryce is one case. It sounds like it's two cases. It's one case. Why? Because you want to tell me the ratio is talking about there is no efroach. Just eggs. Hashta. The less be efroach asura. So what, if there's no egg, it's usur. We said the ratio says usur. So this be efroach mabaya? Why do I need the sefer for? What's it say for teaching me that I don't know the ratio? If there's no efroach and it's usur, the non-kosher egg, then for sure there's an efroach. Obviously it's explaining itself. Has to be. So the question is, no. Ibishum ha, lo iria. That's not a raya. Because it could have been, we say it's one case. I'll prove to you it's one case. Because if it's two cases, then what's the first case? No, if Roach. Tame, Usser. It's not bottle. Second case, where is it? For sure, it's bottle.
Sure.
For sure, it's not bottle. So the question is, that's not a raya. Not a raya. That in the kudu, it's not a raya. Why? Imishu halot area. That one point, that it must be one case, because otherwise, what's the chiddush? That's not a raya. You know why? Tani seifa legluya resha. It could be that the seifa would have been written to shed light on the resha. How so? Shalom Torah, don't say Resha de Isbeah Froach. Right? Resha is the case where there's a chick. Avalesbeah Froach Sharia. But if there would be no chick, it would be mutter. Therefore, Tani Seifa de Isbeah Froach. The Seifa is the case where there is an Afroach. Michlal, de Resha de Lesbeah Froach. The Resha doesn't have an Afroach. Vafilu Hachi Isira. And still Usser. All right, we don't hold it anyway. We're not saying that anyway. We're saying it's one case. But if you could dream of a situation where it would be two cases, and there's a chiddush here. We don't say that. We say it's one case, and therefore that ends the discussion on those eggs. Okay? Now, Hayi Kizayis the Tarba, there was a Kizayis of Fetz, Denafal B'dikula B'bisra, and it fell into a pot of meat. So Savar of Asi, L'shi'ure, I tell you the honest truth. This is a very short gemara. It's two lines, three lines. Savravashi l'shiure. Ravashi thought to measure b'may debala dikula, what got absorbed into the pot. Amalei Rabbanan l'Ravashi.
What are you measuring it for?
Whether or not the 60.
Oh,
the piece of non kosher fell into the pot. So is there 60 in here? So Ravashi or Ravashi thought to measure it based on the Debala dikula, what the pot absorbed. Amalei Rabbanan l'Ravashi, atu de hetera bala de isura lo bala, what the pot only absorbed heter, it also absorbed ither. So you want to go down that road, how are you going to do that? Just do what's in the pot itself. That's the end of that gemara. Not 100% sure what's going on there.
How do you even measure what's in the walls of the pot? How do you do that?
It's hard to do that, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Next. Hahu palga, the zesa, a half a kizayis, the tarba, of fat, the nafal b'dikula de bisra, that fell into a pot of meat. So if it's a half a kizayis, we would need 30 kizayisim to make it 60 times more. Right? That's what you'd need. Because that would be, since it's a half a kizayis, right? Is that true?
Yeah.
So, Savar Mar Bar Ravashi, L'shiure, Ravashi thought to make it usher, B'tlosin Palga D'zesa. 30 halves of a Kazayas.
So 50
Kazayas. What?
15.
Right. Which is too little. Right? What was the Savar for that? So Rashi says something fascinating. Rashi says, Mishum Delohavi Kashir, since a Kazayas is not a shear anyway, to make you Chayev, where this Gemara assumes, well, the Gemara assumes now that Chatzi Shir is not Asur Min HaTorah, it's only Asur Midrabanan. It's only Midrabanan. So says Rashi, the Rashi of Betlosin Palgi Dezesi, Mishum Delo Havi Kashir, since it's not a Shir anyway, it's only half a Kazayas, Hayim Mizalzel Bibitulo. He was making a joke out of the Bittul. Velo Boi Shishim. He didn't require Shishim. You don't need Shishim for this. Because after all, it's only Asur Midrabanan anyway. Okay? What kind of svar is that? So the Paras Yosef says, well, you know, we know there's something called Batal B'Shishim. Right? Batal B'Shishim. Yeah. But you know, in the Jewish religion, there are other things that are Batal, not B'Shishim. For example, Truma is 1 in 100. Arla is 1 in 200. So what do you see? The Bittel has nothing to do with taste. It has nothing to do with anything. Different things have different measures. So you know what? When it says Asur Midrabanan, I'll make a 1 in 30. Why not? That was his svara. That's what he explains what's going on here. Anyway, Amalei Avua, his father said, Lav Aminalach, didn't I tell you? Lo Tezalzel B'Shiur Midrabanan? Don't belittle the shiur. Didn't I tell you not to do that? Right? Right? Okay. Now, what's the halacha on something that's usher? By the way, va'od, and furthermore, ha'amar Rabbi Yochanan, chatzi shir usher ben ha'Torah. It's another reason to not to be mekel. Some say chatzi shir usher ben ha'Torah. This Gemara wasn't holding like that. But some say chatzi shir usher ben ha'Torah. Now, what's the story if something derabanan falls into your chalant? Something usher derabanan falls into your chalant. Do you require 60? What? Yeah, do you? So that's how the Mordechai Paskins that way, the Rajba, the Agur, the Tosos and Beitz that says that, the Ar Zeruah says, if it's something Asim and Rabbanan, but the root of it is Asim and Torah, for example, a half a Kazayas of something, a full Kazayas is Asim and Torah, full Kazayas of Chelev Asim and Torah, but a half a Kazayas is Asim and Rabbanan. If that's what fell into your chalent, you require 60. But what if something fell in that's completely derabanan?
Like what?
Like what? It's a good question. Like gvinas akum. Right? Cheese can only be made from a kosher animal. But if the guy made the cheese, we don't go near it. Why not? Gzera derabanan. What if I made that up? Such a thing like that. Here's another example of what's totally made up by the Rabbanan. What? These kinds of things. So a piece of cheese, a guy's of cheese fell into your chalent. It's totally the Rabbanan. You need 60 times to passel it. Your maid came over, she had some cheese, it fell in. It's more than 60, you need 60 times? So that's a machloka, so we've shown them. Some say, no, you don't need 60, it's only rov now. Because the whole thing's the Rabbanan. Others say no. You still need shishim, right?
What?
Kosher cheese. Then that's then you need 60 for sure, because that's not also the rabbana. It's all right. It's called basa b'chala. That's no question. You need 60. We're talking about something also the rabbana. The rabbis made it up. So the rabbis made it up. We need a shir daraisa.
So almost never do the rabbana make a shir and make a easier one for that when people might mess things up.
What do you mean?
The chashash that somebody's going to mess up with, you know, a goyish cheese and a regular cheese, they'll make it the same thing.
Right.
It's always the same thing.
Right.
The question is, they're going to make it 60.
Right.
You may say it doesn't make any sense, but that's the way they work.
Right. So we're talking about, in theory, should there be... Right. So many Rishonim say, no, there's no reason for this. Others held no, it's not true. The Gra said no. He brought it right from this Gemara that there are two Durabanans here. Two Durabanans. First of all, it's a Chati Shir, which this Gemara assumes is Durabanan. He comes up with another Durabanan. He says, Chelev, which is what's going on here, Chelev in Basar is Min Bimino.
Yeah, okay.
And Min Bimino, Min HaTorah, is only also Min Rov. All you need is Rov. Min HaTorah. With Rabbanan, you require 60. So now, the whole thing is Rabbanan itself. And with Rabbanan, we still require 60? Do you see? Yeah, he requires 60. So, and also Min Rabbanan also, because of Chati Shir. So many Rabbanans going on over here, and you still require 60? Says the Gemara, no Shaila. Right? Okay. Amar b'shemen bar Abba, Amar b'idi bar Abba, b'shem Reb Gershon, Amar Levi bar Prata, Amar b'Nachum, Amar b'Biriam, b'shem Tzaki Nechad, b'Yakov Shemei, b'Nesiyah Amru, Beitza b'Samach, Asura, if you have one egg in 60, it's Asur, b'Samach v'Alef Muteris, 1 in 61, it's Mutter. Okay? Well, of a different shear when it comes to eggs. Amar b'Zeril, or b'shemen bar Abba, Re'ei, shatamata b'gvul heter. You're making up some crazy rule, where Rashi says, Re'ei ma'ata ose. What are you doing over here? Shlo tachshel smuchem alecha. You're going to make people that are relying on you make a mistake. Why? What did you say? You said you need 1 in 61. Is that 1 in 61 with the trefeg or without the trefeg? In other words, is it 1 in 61 or 1 in 62? You didn't say anything. You're not clear. Shatamata b'gvul heter b'samach v'achas. You said it's 1 in 61. The Einchem Mefarish, you don't explain. Is it with the Trefeg or without the Trefeg? You didn't say anything. They're going to say it's with the egg. They're going to make a mistake. Which one did you mean? So, Sharei shnei gedolei hadar. Back to the Gemara. There were two gedolei hadar. Lo pirshu et hadavar. They didn't explain. They didn't give an answer. Reb Yaakov bar Idi, Reb Shmuel bar Nachmani. Tavar mishmem Reb Yeshua ben Levi Amru Beitza Besamach Asura. 1 in 60 is Asur. Besamach va'alaf Muteris. 1 in 61 is Mutter. V'baylu Besamach va'alaf v'hadei didei. 1 in 61 with the egg. Oh, Dilma Labarmine, oh, without the egg. Velo Pashat. And they never answered it. Umar Pashat Mishpat. And are you answering it? Are you answering it? Yes. Itmar Armor of Chelba, Armor of Huna, Beitza, Besamech, Fihi, Asura. 1 in 60, it's Asur. Besamech V'Aleph, Fihi Muteres. Besamech V'Aleph, Fihi Muteres. And they explain, and it's really without the egg, so it's really 1 in 62. So why on earth is there a different shear for eggs and everything else? Why is it 1 in 62? Why is that? So,
room for the egg itself.
What? What do you mean?
The egg itself has more, has a shear. So
you have to make, that would be 1 in 61. Right? The egg itself. So you have, it has bottle of sheshem. So if the egg itself, so it's really 1 in 61. I get that. What, 1 in 62? Another one? So the Ravid says, because eggs are davar chashav. Okay, I'm not sure what that means. Okay, more machmor eggs. That's what the Rambam, that's what the Ravid says. What?
I mean, the rule itself is 1 in 61. You have to make room for the eggs, or that's why you have to end.
No.
The rule is only 60.
Those rules only 60. So patal shishim.
So that's why they...
So you name 161, I understand. Why 162? So the Ravid says it's davar chashav. The Rambam says it's because it's a barrier of the atmos, that they were more machmir. The Ramban says such an unbelievable answer. The Ramban says, because if you think about it, it's so true. Eggs are never the same size. So you have one treif egg in spatel in 61 other eggs. It could be it's not 1 in 60, because it could be a little larger. If you open a dozen eggs, not exactly the same size. They're slightly different. So to make sure it's 1 in 60, put a second one. Put make 62. Then you'll have 1 in 60 for sure. Okay. And they're almost all the same size. They can be slightly off. Right. That's such a good, such a true that's answer. Exactly. Yeah. Right? That's why it's 1 in 62. To make sure, if it's a piece of milk, a drop of milk fell into it, so is it 1 in 60 or not?
Right.
Nothing to hack with. But by eggs, I have a bunch of eggs over here. They're not all the same size. Have an extra egg to make sure it's 1 in 60.
61 would do that also the same.
No, you need 61 because it's really 1 in 60.
I said it. Yeah, I have it.
Right.
Plus.
Right.
Number two. It's plus in making it a larger size on the
right.
One raw egg fell to 61 raw eggs.
Yes.
It's not one egg
of a vulture,
right,
which is not kosher, fell into 60 eggs of a chicken.
It's not talking about stray eggs falling into a chicken.
No.
Why is that? Why can we talk about that? In that case, it wouldn't be one.
We're talking about...
Because that is min shein omino.
It's min shein omino.
For what? That 1 in 60 in that case?
There's 1 in 60, yeah.
Oh, so the same.
The more macro when it comes to eggs falling into eggs.
That's right. No, now it's only 60. That was the Gemara, it wasn't. It was the noise of town.
That's the same thing as 60.
Yeah.
Now we decided that. At that time they had a cook to taste the food.
Are we talking about the eggs in their shells? Although?
That's a huge machlokas. So I don't want to even go there. Okay. Big machlokas, with the shell, without the shell. It's a very complicated sugya. We did it so superficially.
No, but eggs. 61 cooked eggs and
raw. Cooked also? Yeah.
Isn't it buckled a row in that case? Like the hot dog case? We always talk about hot dogs. You can have all of them. So there's 61 cooked eggs.
Yeah, so that's why. Yeah, so you're asking a good question. Yeah.
I don't understand between
buckled a row
and this case.
So maybe they're cooked. Maybe they're all cracked.
It's mixed up.
But he's right. We really say it's only really. By Yavesh, uncooked, correct. Even cooked. By Yavesh, we still hold a batel barov.
Right.
You don't need 60. So three hot dogs, cooked together, you can eat all three, theoretically. We don't do that.
It's an individual item.
Right, so is eggs.
No,
so they crack them and cook them all.
Yes.
That must be the case.
It's not talking about an individual egg.
Right.
Pull out.
Got cooked.
Okay. Now we start the Gemara of 60. Cooked. Where does this come from, 60? Where does this come from? It comes from right here. So who? Dazel kabeder of Nachman bar Rebbe. There was a case of Nachman bar Rebbe. Amalei Abba, lo shir ba'arboim v'sheva. Rashi says two pshatim. He likes the second one better. It's a question mark. My father wouldn't matter something that it was a 1 in 47. He wouldn't do that. Vani ashar b'abam v'chamesh. I'm going to pick 1 in 45 as a question. Ahud asal kameder of Shimon bar Rebbe. Amalei abaloshir b'mem hey. My father wouldn't pick 45. He wouldn't ma bat bittel. He wouldn't be mavatel something 1 in 45. A drop of milk fell into the cholent, and the guy figured out it's 45 times more. He wouldn't matter it. It's not 60. Vani ashar b'mem gimel. I should do 43. That's how Rashi learns this Gemara. Ahud asal kameder of Chia. Amalei klum yesh shloshim. You have 30 times as much. Taima deleka shloshim. Because it's not 30 times. Heka shloshim mishairin. What if he had 30 times as much? Then he would say it's batel. Amar of Nachman guzma. No, he was just giving an example, an exaggeration. Just giving an example. Okay. Amar of Chia bar Abba. Amar of Yeshua ben Levi. Mishum bar Kapara. Kol isurin shebetorah besamach. Every isur in the Torah. It's not every isur because there are some that are not. But most isurim are batel in 60. With that, says Rashi, a very crucial Rashi, top wide line. Hecha debatkine, you already checked it out, the lo yav taima, and it doesn't give off taste. How'd you check it out? You gave it to a guy. You gave it to a guy to taste. And it tell, by the way, do you taste it? And he says, no. And it's 60, you can eat it. Rashi is very machmer. Right? Inami, or leka lemekim ataima, you can't rely on taste. You can go to min bimino. It's min bimino, so there is no taste. Right? It's min bimino. It's non-kosher milk fell into kosher milk. We assume that the pig milk tastes the same as regular milk. That's what the assumption is. So it has a good taste, and you can't taste it. So, avohecha debatine, but if you checked it out, v'yav taima, and you taste it, la'olam taima lo batel. The taima is not batel. 60 is not magic, says Rashi. 60 is only, and you don't taste it. According to, right? Kiddi Omar b'kama duchtin. Like we say in many places. He says that, and everybody argues on Rashi. Everybody argues on Rashi. Rashi requires two things. Number one, 60. And number two, taste. He requires both.
But I saw that the 60 is what was determined that there was never taste.
That's what every other Rishon says. Every other Rishon says. The Ramban argues on both points. He says you don't need both. You need either or. Either or. Either 60 or ask the guy. Yeah. And whatever the guy says.
So it could be 30 times.
Exactly. Exactly. That's
you have to go on every single item differently.
That's right. We don't hold like Rashi.
For that reason.
Right. Every time you have to go check it out and 60. The Rambam says that's crazy. It's either one or the other. It's either 60 or ask the guy. The Rambam holds a third thing. The Rambam holds it's just taste, not 60. It's just taste. It's the same thing usually. So if you ask the guy, taste it. All we care about is tam. And Tosfos has a fourth thing. All we care about is 60. Right? So now, what would be the halacha if it's less than 60, but you can still taste the trace of the trace? So according to Rashi, it's usher. According to the Rambam, it's usher. According to the Rabban, it's mutter. And according to the Tosfos, it's mutter. It's a machlokas.
Which is crazy.
Which is crazy, right?
So 1 in 60 is not according to everybody.
No. Okay. Everyone holds from 60.
Sure.
But what else do you need? Says the Rabban, nothing else. Says Rashi, no, you have to check it out also.
Could be less than 60,
right? What?
You said, Ramana,
no, either or. Either 60 or ask the guy.
Right.
Right.
So 25, you get the guy.
If he doesn't taste it, then fine.
You pass the life then? No, we always say 1 in 60.
No, because you never give it to a guy.
But you also say that in no sense time, is, no matter how much it is forbidden. So if a piece of bacon, which is less than 100, falls, but you can't taste the bacon, it's forbidden. We don't say,
who said that? It's not true at all.
What if it's not true?
That's not true. We've got to go after 60. If you for sure know that there's 60 times more, that's it. It's a huge pot of chocolate, and a little one drop of milk fell in. It's less than 60.
Because you're not gonna...
60 is 2.3%. Right, that's what it is. It's 2 and change. So, 2%. More than 2% fell in? No. I can still taste it. We don't care about that. Right? That's how we hold. No. Because yesterday, we had two reasons why you go to a goy, right? Two reasons why you go to a goy. Is it lefi tumo, casual conversation, or is he an expert? Those are opposite reasons. They're opposite reasons. Since we don't know who to hold like, so we don't hold like any of them.
Right.
That's what Kibaber says. It's opposite reasons. Is it casual or just the opposite? You have to go to the big expert. Those are opposite reasons.
Yeah. Well, don't you go to a goy also because you don't want to taste it.
You can taste. Right. Yeah, you can taste it.
If it's tasted,
so by the way, if you're not sure if it's 60,
yeah,
you can't eat it. Because Suffolk Daraisa L'chumra.
So you're
stuck. You have to throw it out. So we don't do that today.
No.
Why don't we do that? Because we don't know how we're going to the guy. Is it casual or the opposite? It can only go to the expert. Those are opposite reasons.
Yeah.
They can't both be true.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Rashi said you go to the casual guy. Lefi Tumo. Tal said, no, you go to the expert. He's not going to lie. He's not going to ruin his reputation. The opposite reasons.
So how do you measure liquid versus solid? One
solid, one liquid. How are you measuring? Just
to, 160.
But they get cooked together.
What?
Okay?
You can't assume the
time. I'm a lefanov. Rabbi Shmuel Yitzchak. Rabbi Atta Omer Kane. You said that. Hachi Omer of Asi, Omer of Yeshua ben Levi, Rishon Bar Kapara, Kol Yisroel Shel Torah, all Yisroel Shel Torah is B'meya. It's 1 in 100. Where'd that come from?
Yeah.
Ushneim lolam dua elam yizroa b'sheila. They both learned out from the same source. The source is zroa b'sheila. What's b'sheila?
Cooked.
How does the word b'sheila mean cooked?
How does
it comes from the word bishel.
Yeah.
Tichziv, it says by your nazir, v'lokach ha-kohen, it's a zroa b'sheila. The kohen is allowed to eat the zroa b'sheila, the cooked zroa. Are you allowed to eat the cooked zroa?
No.
No. You're allowed to eat the rest of the animal, but not the cooked zroa. So what's going on here? You're taking a pot of, you're taking an aisle, you're cooking, you shechted it, you did some kabanos, whatever, the rest of it you can eat. You cook it together, the zroa with the rest of the aisle, the zroa you give to the kohen, and the rest of the aisle you can eat. I have it cooked together, and the flavors that belong to the kohen got mixed into the whole other aisle. How can you eat that? The answer is because it's batel b'shishim, or it's batel b'meya. The Gemara Machlokas about how much is here. You hear that?
Amen.
Therefore, right? V'tanya b'sheila, in b'sheila ela shlema. The word b'sheila means shlema. How does b'sheila mean shlema? Says Rashi, lo nesfarish be'ez loshan. I don't know what language that is that says that. Right? Rashi didn't know. Right? So,
isn't that what
bishel
means?
Bishel means b'sheila. But how do you get shalim out of that word?
Obviously not.
So, Tosfos says, no, don't get so, it's bashal la. You break up the words, two words. I saw that, but I forgot what he said. Rav Shmuel Hirsch had an explanation. It's a pasuk in Eov, Epis, that word b'sheila is used as a shalim. So he found the, Rashi knew Eov too. And Rashi didn't say that. Rashi said, I don't know why b'sheila means shalim. Anyway, Rav Shimon ben Yochai Omer, Ein b'sheila elishen is bashla im ha'ayel. It means it's cooked together. Right? Now, the kuli alma b'hadi ayel v'ashala. Everyone holds to cook it together. Everyone holds to cook together. So you cook it together, it's usher. The answer is no, it's batel b'shishim or batel b'meya. So mar savar, tanakama holds, b'chatechla. First you cut it off, v'hadar b'vashala, and then you cook it together. Umar savar, and Rav Shimon ben Yochai held, Mavashala, first you cook it, v'hadar mechatech, then you cut it off. V'yibayitema, or, kuli alma mechatech la v'hadar mevashala. Everyone agreed, you cut it off and then you cook it together. Mar savar, Rishon Be'ichol holds, v'hadar ayal mevashala, you cook it in the same pot. Umar savar, Tanakama held, v'kadeir acheres mevashala. You cook it in a different pot. So if you cook it in a different pot, we have no raya of batel b'shishim. We have no raya, it's a different pot. So now, look, Lushna Kama, according to the first Lushan, everyone held the cooking in the same pot, Aliba Devri Akal. Everyone agrees that such a thing is Batal B'Shishim, or Batal B'Meya. Lushna Basra, according to the second Lushan, Aliba Devri Shirin B'Nichai. It's only according to Shirin B'Nichai. Okay?
This is the only carbon we have to cook it together and give it.
Yes, yes. Now, Manda Arba B'Shishim, if you hold it 60, Savar he holds. Basar v'atzamos, bahadi basar v'atzamos. It's meat and bones of the zroa, meat and bones of the rest. V'havilei shishim, and it's 60. That happens to be the number that it is. And he sees mutter. Man d'amar b'meya, if he holds 1 in 100, savar he holds. Basar bahadi basar m'shirin, v'havilei b'meya. It's only basar against basar, and it's 1 in 100. Okay? That's where batal b'shishim comes from, according to this Gemara. Zeroa.
Is it a Matthias argument or not?
Yes, yes, yes. It's a Matthias argument. No, you include the bones. That's what it's. So ask the Rajba, what about the water? You can't cook without water. So why come they don't mention the water? It's, oh, the meat and the meat is 1 in 100, 1 in 60, bones also. What about the water? So he gives three answers. First answer he says, maybe there is no water. He says also water, you can't, how much water is there? So one of his answers is a normal amount of water, a regular water. And in a chanami, water is included. So, and then he's the third answer, where he says, Tosas holds that this is an asmachta anyway, and batal b'shishim is not a dindaraisa, it's only dindarabanan, so it doesn't make a difference if it's water, doesn't make a difference if there isn't water, it's only an asmachta anyway, it's not a dindaraisa. We'll get to that in a few minutes. Now, hey, look at Tosfos of the fourth Tosfos, Manda Amar B'Shishim. Lav Drusha Gemurahi. This is not a real Drusha. L'melach L'inyan Min She'eno Mina D'Tam Ke'ikr D'Araisa. Now, is Tam Ke'ikr D'Araisa? What does that mean, Tam Ke'ikr D'Araisa? I have a child cooking, and a piece of non-kosher meat fell in. And it cooked for 3 hours like that. And then I realized what happened. I saw the non-kosher meat, and I quickly took it out. But for 3 hours, it was cooking. So now, the flavor of the non-kosher meat is in the pot.
Right.
I can't eat this pot now, unless it's batal b'shishim. If it's not batal b'shishim, I can't eat it. Is that asur mid haTorah or mid haRabbanan? All I have is tam. I'm not going to eat the non-kosher meat. I'm not eating the non-kosher meat. The non-kosher meat is in the garbage. I knew which meat was not kosher. Somehow I knew. I removed it, I threw it in the garbage. Now the flavor is in that pot of the non-kosher. And I eat this challah. It's not batal b'shishim. It's not 160. It was more than that. So I'm not allowed to eat it. Is it a d'oraisa or d'rabbanan? That's a machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos. Tosfos says only asim d'rabbanan. Min haTorah, you didn't eat anything. What did you eat? Right? I zro b'sheila. Only there it's mutter, which implies everywhere else it's asr. Seth Tosfos, it's just an asmachta. It's not really a limud, right? Dacha min b'mino hu. Here it's min b'mino. It's the same aisle. It's min b'mino. The midaraisa b'teila b'ruba. Midaraisa is batal b'rov. Ela b'shishim u'meyo kibla haisa b'yadam asmachta haikra. Either the 60 or the 100, that's the tradition that they had. And they used this as a source. In the chanami, it's not asr midaraisa. It's not asr. Tam ki'ikr is not asr midaraisa. It has huge ramifications. The ramifications are, well, you don't know if it's 60 or not. You're not sure. If you hold the d'oraisa, you can't eat it. If you hold the d'rabbanan, you can. Safi d'rabbanan l'kula. Huge ramifications on tam ki'ikr. Most of the time, you're going to have tam ki'ikr. Right? Because you don't have the things that could... You got rid of it. Okay. So, now the Gemara says like this. Umi alfinan mine? Umi alfinan mine? Can we learn a halacha from Zeroa B'Shela? Zeroa B'Shela is a funny thing. You know why? Because you're doing it lechatchila, you're cooking it together, knowing it's a problem. You don't want to do that. You don't want to put in lechatchila a little bit of milk into the child, a little bit, less than 60. You don't want to do that. Right? Give it a little bit of a taste, a little bit of a flavor, less than 60. You don't want to do that. Here, what are we doing? We're lechatchila cooking them together. How can we do that? The answer is the Torah says to do it. So how could this be a model of batal b'shishim? Here it's lechatchila. Right? We learn from here. What time did we learn? Zeheter haba mechlal iser. This is a heter that's come through an iser. Zeh lemute mai. This is okay. What does it come to exclude? Lemute lahute kol suvin shav Torah. It comes to exclude every other iser in the Torah. Can't do this lechachila. Can't do this, right? Right. So Amar Abaya, Tosa says maybe it's only teaching you that you can't be without iser chachila. So Tosa says no, it must be teaching something more than that. So this question over here, zeh heter habav chal iser, zehu lemute mai. This only here, lav lemute kol iser in shabbat Torah. That what? There's no such thing as batal b'shishim. Only by zeh b'sheila. And says Tosa, well, maybe just meant to exclude over here. Over here we could do it lechachila. Says Tosa, no, it doesn't mean that. It means every other iser in the Torah. So back to square one. How do we know batal b'shishim? Zeh b'sheila. Zeh b'sheila special. Zeh. Only here we have such a libud. So Amar Abaya, no. Lo nitzricha el Rabbi Yehuda. This whole Gemara was only read according to Rabbi Yehuda. Dharma who says, min b'mina lo batal. He holds min b'mina is not batal. Kamash malan, dahacha, batal. Here it is, batal. Here it is, batal. Really?
But here, where?
By Zerubbabel Shela. It is batal. Ah, it's min b'mina. And min b'mina is never batal. That's right. This is an exception. But if you hold min she'eino mino, Eino chanami, it could be a model for the rest of the Torah. V'ligmar minei, so why can't we learn from here? Why does Rabbi Huda have a shita of min b'mino is lo batal? Doesn't the Torah say min b'mino is batal? The Torah said it. The Torah just said min b'mino is batal. So he should learn everywhere min b'mino is batal. So the Gemara says because Goli Rachmana, the Torah says v'lokach midam par umidam ha'seir on Yom Kippur they took the dam of the par and the dam of the seir and they mixed it together, and the Torah calls it Dam ha-par and dam ha-sa'ir, even though it's mixed in one thing. It's not what's called one mixture. Okay. So what do you see?
Not
batal. Padadayinidiv lo batli. And it's not batal. Ask the Ramban, 1 minute. There's no question that you don't have 60 times more. You have 60 times, a par is bigger than a sa'ir. You have 60 times more? No. No, you don't have that. Right? Right? Yeah, okay, we'll put that aside for a minute. So, Tarvayhu Bahadi Adadi Ninu Filo Batli. Right? So therefore, says Rabbi Yehuda, I have two places in the Torah. By Daman Rum Kippur, it's not Batl. Zero B'Shela, it is Batl. So I'm picking to learn from the Dam that it's not Batal. And I'm not learning from Zerubba Shela that it is Batal. Ask the Gemara, Umay Chazis the Gomer Bahach, Libri Mehai. Why are you picking that one over that one? Why are you holding Min She'en Umino? Min B'mino is not Batal from Yom Kippur. What about Min B'mino is Batal from Zerubba Shela? So the Gemara answers, Chiddushu. Because Zerubba Shela is a Chiddush. What's the Chiddush? That we do it L'Chachila. Don't we do the dam also lechachila? Don't we mix the dam lechachila also? But we're not eating that. We're just mixing it. The Torah calls it individual dams. So what do you see? It's not batal. We don't eat it. Here we're eating it. Right. So umichidish lo gamrinan. Okay. Umichidish lo gamrinan. And from a chiddush we can't learn out of chiddush. So the Zerubbabel Shela is a chiddush because lechachila we're doing this, then we're going to eat it, and so we can't learn that out. Therefore, says Rabbi Yehuda, min b'sheino mino. Min b'mino is lo batal. I hachi lemei v'samach nami lo ligmar. So how can we learn out? How can this be a makar for 60 and or 100 if it's so different? If it's so unique? And we'll do that answer tomorrow because it's a complicated answer and it's a very long rash we have to learn inside. All right, so we'll stop here and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.